This is Welcome Home Radio, heard every Saturday morning at 9 on locally owned KYNO. Brought to you by the Community Housing Council. Now, here's your host, Don Scordino.
Well, good morning and welcome to Welcome Home Radio. And most importantly, happy Independence Day today. Here we are, 4th of July, and celebrating 250 years of the American dream of home ownership. And so I thought it would be appropriate today that we take a road trip around the U.S. housing market. And we've got several realtors from around the United States of America that are going to be telling us about their markets and what it's like. And I do want to thank our sponsor, the Community Housing Council of Fresno, for making this show possible and relevant. And remember, you can hear the show by going to kynofresno.com. You can stream it that way, including archived shows. Or you can go to your mobile app and tune into KYNO 940 AM. So it's on your mobile device. Or as you're cruising Belmont down here in Fresno, turn it to 940 AM on the radio dial. So this morning, I want to introduce our first guest, and that is Margie McIntyre, who is a realtor in Reno, Nevada. So we're taking a trip up the Interstate 80. How are you, Margie?
Hey, we're good, Don. How are you today? Now you sound great.
All right. So you have a little bit of experience with Fresno. I understand you went to Fresno State, and how was that? Did you enjoy Fresno, California?
I did. My parents were both from the Valley, both from Visalia and Lindsay. So going to Fresno State for me, because I was a nursing student at the time, mm-hmm. just seemed to be a good fit. And it was far enough away from home that my mom didn't have to come visit. But more importantly, it was just a fun place to go to school. You know, there was open space. We didn't have all the big buildings that we have now that have grown. Of course, that was in 1973. But it just was a warm, friendly town. It was wonderful. And yeah. We had a good basketball team, you know, all those kinds of things that went along with just having fun and going to school, and actually a very good experience. I think the most important thing that happened, I think it was in my senior year, is they started Vintage Days, which has obviously grown and become a really big part of the campus.
Wow. You're bringing me down memory lane. Now, I remember when they started Vintage Days, but I didn't
remember.
Yeah, I didn't sit and think that. Yeah. That was a while ago. And it's still going.
It was like 1976, I think, Don. Yeah, it's still going.
Which, by the way, 1976 would have been the 200-year anniversary of our country. Now it's the 250th. Yeah. So just a little trivia there. See?
Exactly.
I'm showing everybody that I know my math. So. All right, but this is a real estate show, not a mathematics show. So where do you sell real estate at? Tell us your market area.
So I sell real estate in the main portion of where I sell is Reno. We also have a city that's right next to us named Sparks, and it's very much like a Clovis Fresno kind of a connection. I relocated here in 2002 and had to learn a whole new place. And of course, we have right at the base of Sierras below Lake Tahoe. And so we have seasons. So people come here because, number one, Nevada has no state tax. So that's across the state, right? So if you're relocating and getting ready to retire, a lot of people have come up that way. But I do probably 80% of my business in the Reno area, which is comprised of about 15 different zip codes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a little interesting fact about Margie, and that is you also have a California license, and so yeah, you can sell real estate in both states. So maybe in a little bit, I'll ask you some of the differences there. But right now I want to focus on Reno. Tell us what's a typical average sales price in the Reno, Nevada area?
So our average sales price overall in Reno is about $700,000.
Okay.
And as you know, like in Fresno, prices go from, you know, a low of 500 up to a couple million. So it's that. So when they take the average of everything around, it averages out to 707, and that's really up about 5% from last year.
Okay. What does a $700,000 home buy you over there?
It'll buy you anywhere from about 1,700 square feet to about 2,200 square feet.
Okay.
A combination of single story, two story, usually three bedrooms, two baths, sometimes a three car garage, and anywhere from about, let's say, 1970, maybe a little earlier, maybe 1965, up to today. And we have a lot of new building, probably like you do in Fresno right now.
Oh, yeah, we do. How much land comes with that typical home?
Average land is about 7,000 to 7,500 square feet on a piece of land.
Okay, that's actually not too different than our Central Valley, where you see it around 6,000 square feet.
Got it. Yeah. And the newer developments, Don, too. I mean, you're not getting that large of a lot. You're getting more like what you just said, about 6,000. That's exactly correct.
Okay. All right. How about, do you have a suburban market there too, where people buy out on acreage?
Yes. So to the south of us, there's an area called Washoe Valley where you can buy an acre or more of land. And typically, if you buy down there, you're on well and septic. There's no sewer connection and no water down that way. So, yes, there are some infill that in our area, and of course, those are the much higher priced houses that have 2 and 3 acres and have some water rights from the runoff and the streams coming out of Lake Tahoe. And those, again, are running upwards of $2 million and up, Don, because of the amount of acreage there is.
Okay. And to give a comparison here in Fresno County, to go out on suburban land, with very few exceptions, you're going to have 2 acre minimums, two to 20 acres. And that's because Fresno County used to have, and they may still have, a ruling that when you subdivide, it's a 2 acre minimum. Now, if you only wanted 1 acre, you could go across the river to Madera County, and that's where they have a 1 acre minimum there. All right.
Okay.
What's driving your market there? Is it just everybody coming from California, or is it industry?
It's a little bit of everything, but yes, we have a lot of Californians coming over, or we have people relocating from other states whose children are in California, but they don't want to live in California. But to your point is, yes, a lot of the people are coming for work, right? So they're coming because their jobs here. About 15 years ago, they created just a little east of Reno, as you go on Highway 80 in an area called Tahoe Regional Industrial Center. And that's where, you know, Tesla came out to, and we have Amazon and Walmart, and there's a Switch Gigafactory. So there's a lot of people who work out there. And of course, the housing is limited out, because it's a different county, is limited out there. So people are commuting out to that area to do jobs. So that's what's driving it. But a lot of it is retirement. I mean, I can categorically tell you that I'm here because my husband was getting ready to retire, and he said, let's move. So here we are.
All right. And I know that you have a lot of room to grow, because I was doing a road trip one time. I left California, went up the Interstate 80, stayed the night there in Reno, got up early next morning, headed out east, and there was nothing out there. There was a lot of desert. So you have room to grow.
Mm-hmm. We do. And we are. There's building on every corner, it seems like.
All right. So as far as building, how is, because here in California, we have a lot of red tape to build. How is it easier to build there in the Nevada area?
I would say yes, because we don't have as much criteria as you have. And part of that goes to solar, right? New housing, I think, in California has to have solar. Am I correct?
You're right. Yeah, since 2020. So
yes,
a new
we don't
home
have
built
to do that
after
here.
That. Yeah.
Yep. So we don't have to put solar on. That is purely voluntary after you get the house. We don't have the earthquake standards that you all have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of difference with seismic, right? We have earthquakes, don't get me wrong, but we don't have the seismic problems that we have in California. I don't know. Do you guys have to have sprinklers in your houses, Don?
Yeah, the newer homes, once again, have to have fire sprinklers.
Yes, so our new homes do not have to have those yet.
Okay. Those are sort of the
differences, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and that will adds to the cost of building too. Although, when you said your typical price or average price was around $700,000, in California the mm-hmm. average price is pushing $900,000, but here in the Central Valley, Fresno, Madera, Kings, Tulare counties, it's closer to $430,000, close to that. Yeah, and that would buy you, I think the average size home is 1,600 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath,
mm-hmm.
On a 6,000 square foot lot. So we still have great value here, and that's why I've always said Fresno is the affordability capital of California. And,
absolutely.
So, yeah. How about as a investment? Investors coming in, and does it make sense to buy a home and rent it out there?
It does. So we do have lots of people come over and they're doing exchanges, or they're buying a house because they might want to move here when they retire, right? So they're preparing for retirement. Mm-hmm. Our average rental in the house price we're looking at between $650 and $700, being the square footage it is, we're probably getting about $2,400 a month on the rental.
Uh-huh.
So it's not probably as expensive as parts of California, but it's certainly worthwhile thinking about buying a rental there's a lot of our houses that are vacant, then, and they'd be perfect rentals. You might have to do some carpet and some paint, but other than that, it's not a problem.
So you say there are vacancies there?
Yes, we have vacant houses here. Ah. Now our part of that has to do with all the apartment buildings they've been building.
Ah.
We have a lot of that.
So supply actually does have an effect. So. I remember when I went to Fresno State in Econ 101, it was prices depend upon supply and demand. And I don't think you can legislate. Well, you can legislate it to where you cut down supply or cut down demand, but that formula will still apply. Margie, I have one more question for you before we have to go to our first commercial break. And what would be your best real estate advice?
As a first-time home buyer, I would suggest that if you find something that has 75% of what you want in a house, by all means, go for it, because there's nothing like homeownership in the United States. If you're looking to move up, that's a little bit different, right? So you want to be, you might want to be a little pickier. You might need a little more room. And again, as long as the house has good solid bones in it, I guess that's the right word, Don, the cosmetics can come.
Do you know this show's been going on for 18 years and you're the first one to give that common sense advice? And that is, if you're a first time buyer, try to be 75% happy with it. It won't be perfect. But if you're a second time buyer, now you got options. So maybe you can push that to 80, 90%. That was good advice. Thank you, Margie.
Oh, I'm so glad. All right. Well, listen, have a great holiday today.
All right. Thank you. And happy birthday to America.
All right.
Thank you. And now stay tuned, because we're going to go to our commercial break, but we're going to head on out on our road trip around the United States. Well, welcome back to Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, your host. And today, on our nation's 250th birthday, we are on a road trip around the U.S. housing market. So we just went up the Interstate 80 freeway. We stopped off in Reno, Nevada, and heard from Margie McIntyre, learned about the differences there in Nevada compared to our local area. Now we're going to head east, actually southeast, because we're going to go to Dallas, Texas, and we have an old friend on there, and I emphasize old, not because of his age, just that I've known him a long, long time, and that's Dave Kidder from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
You don't mind that I called you old, do you?
I should have started off with yeehaw.
Yeah.
No. I've been called worse by better, or better by worse. I don't know. Anyway, no, we're good here.
All right. So what market area do you sell real estate in there? Tell us the towns, or a few of them.
So, Dallas, but my office and everything is east of there, about 30 miles. So there's probably one of the fastest growing towns in the area is called Rockwall. And there's a Lake Ray Hubbard is a man-made lake. They diverted the Trinity River a few years ago, and they made this huge lake, and Rockwall sits right up against that. So that's my principal stomping areas. I don't know. Go ahead and maybe ask some questions, because I could go on a while about the towns here.
Well, you're obviously still new over there if you don't know where you live and work. I'm teasing you, Dave. Hey, by the way, I miss you, because I used to tease you all the time.
I know. Well, I used to be getting teased by you, too. So we are actually in a town called Royce City, which is the seventh fastest growing town in the country. It's also, I think, ranked number seven. So it's a nice little community, but it's booming. New homes are going up all over. And I would say that is typical of this entire area, that building is explosive. There are a number of builders, far more builders than I think we're used to seeing. And they're very friendly to people who are working with realtors. So if somebody shows up at a builder, they will always ask, are you working with a real estate agent? And, hopefully they mention you, but they're very, very friendly. They're very aware of the role of the realtor in the home buying process, and they want that person involved. So that's good. A lot of the builders here are, in fact, I can buy a brand new home probably as, in the same range as I could buy a home that's a few years old. The difference is that builders are throwing a lot of incentives at buyers. They're throwing in, appliances. When you walk in the door, you can say, I'd like this, this, and this. they're buying down rates sometimes, they're paying some closing costs, but they're very aggressive on getting homes sold and getting it done. In the Fresno market, I'm not sure what's selling each month. 700-800 homes a month.
Yeah,
we're closing right about 12,000. We're closing about 12,000 homes a month in the Dallas area, and I'd say a quarter of those, maybe a little higher, are brand new homes.
Interesting. So there's a lot of activity going on there.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead, Dave.
So you've got over, I think we got close to 2 million people living here. We've got 40,000 real estate agents in the Dallas Metroplex.
Wow.
And like I say, we're close to 12,000 homes a month are being sold.
So a much bigger market than what we see here in Fresno County, Madera County.
Yep.
All right. So what is a median or average sales price for a home there? So if somebody were thinking of moving out there, what can they expect?
So I just looked at this because we bought in Roy City 1 because I actually have an old high school buddy that lives in this area, and we had a chance to come out and look. I compared a house that it was in our neighborhood by the same builder that we went through, and in Roy City, a 2,000 square foot house I can buy brand new for $340. That same exact house or very similar to it in Dallas is $100,000 higher.
Okay.
And I would say Dallas is comparable to our prices, maybe a little bit lower, but Dallas proper, you get in towards the city, you're looking at that our same price ranges. But that's a new home. Resale homes are maybe cheaper than that.
Interesting. And you know, here in the Central Valley, whether you're in the big big city of Fresno, and let's say you go to a smaller town like Selma or Parlier, the prices aren't that much different. They're going to vary on different factors, but if that average price in Fresno is $430, going to be pretty close to that in Selma, Kingsburg, Hanford, whatever.
And that's what I kind of was a little surprised on. If you get 30 miles away from Fresno, you're not really dropping in prices that much. In fact, if anything, you're going to have a lot less inventory in those smaller communities. You may have to pay up a little bit to have a Selma zip code. Just the opposite here. The outlying areas are cheaper. Some of it is, we have, 7 to 9 months on market for homes.
Wow.
And I think, what are you guys? What Fresno is what? 3 months?
Yeah.
Under 3 months?
Yeah. Actually, a little bit under 3 months, but close. So that's a significant difference to have that much month's supply of inventory. What do you attribute that to?
Builders.
Builders. Okay. So you got in Texas, you guys are building more homes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's that. And this market is a little bit weird. It's got a decent economy, but I think there's been some job numbers that have come off. And so the war, I think, has had more of a psychological impact here. People are leery or afraid of doing something until they're sure. And I've always said a confused mind will always say no. And I think there's not to say that buyers are confused. I think there's a lot of confusion out there. I think a lot of people are saying no. to doing something. They want to see what happens. They want interest rates to lower. They want this, gas prices to come down. So it's impacting us. I don't know if it's as impactful in Fresno. I still have my home for sale there, and I have seen the same thing where, you know, we've dropped our price to get interest, and I'm hearing a lot of, I did several open houses at my own home, and somebody came through and said, well, I like the house, but I think we're going to wait till the interest rate comes down. And I pointed at the price. I said, the day the interest rate comes down, this price is going up.
There you go.
So
I would like to
really
add
like
on
this
to what you're saying about being confused. I think in today's market, and this has nothing to do with what state you're in, but people are confused because of social media. On the same day, in the same hour, you can read how real estate is soaring. You can read how real estate is plunging. You can read, or if you go to Welcome Home Radio, you're going to hear how we're in a stable market. So you get all these different things, which, by the way, we are the correct source. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, yes.
All right. And by the way, for our listeners, Dave was on the show many times while he was here in Fresno. So, and a very active realtor here. If our sales are down, it's only because you moved, Dave.
Yeah, I see a lawsuit coming now to sue Dave Kidder to have him move back home. I will say I've got so many good friends and so many good relationships in Fresno that I still feel a little bit like I'm on vacation, and that when I, you know, coming back to Fresno still feels like home. I've got a nice little team around me taking care of things for me while I'm not there. So I'm still, you know, I'm still active over there and trying to get more so here. You triggered a thought, and I'm sorry, I want to come back to it, is the building time on homes here, and this may be a factor too. I'm 9 months to a year to get a house built. I'm maybe paying $75,000 to $100,000 just for permits on the lot and to get all the, you know, get all the permits through here. They've taken most of that away. I can have a brand new house built in 4 to 6 months.
Okay, so your first thing was here in California, the 9 months to build and the $75,000 in permits. That's pretty accurate here in California. So building is not so difficult or cumbersome over there.
A lot less restrictions. But I'll say this, and hopefully I'm not hurting anybody's feelings here in Texas, but the infrastructure is a little suffering because of it. Road issues and water issues and having enough water. Texas is very fortunate. It's got a very high water table, so you don't have to go down very far to find water. Yet you still have to clean that water and get it to homes, and so some of the infrastructure is it's lagging behind, but it's not stopping anybody from building.
I got you. So how's the rental market over there, since it's easier to build? Are there more rentals also?
I would say a good part of our business is property management, and every agent has a chance to go lease properties if we want to. And I would say maybe a quarter of our business is the rental market. Again, I'm with a company that does property management, so I may be slighted or biased that way to see that. I would say that there's a lot more rental listings in our MLS, and agents look at that a lot on, you know, leasing land. I don't know how many rentals are in our MLS. I don't think it's very much, and I don't think a whole lot of people focus on it. But here, I think it's a bigger part of everybody's business.
All right. Interesting.
Oh, as far as rates, I figure about $1 a square foot for rental rates here. So 2,000 square foot house, you're getting about $2,000 a month.
All right. Two questions. First one before the commercial break is, what's your best real estate advice that you can give someone?
I'll still get approved. There are so many deals that pop up on a day on a regular basis, both here and in Fresno. If you see that, if you see the dream home, I say grab that dream home, because we're not going to be building a whole lot more of those dream homes. Here in Texas, we are seeing a large amount of people moving in from out of the area. And I would say find an agent before you move here. Find an agent who can help you, who understands the areas and can, you know, even in a town like Rockwall, which is, I think it's one of the more popular and desirable towns in this area. There are still parts of Rockwall that you might want to steer away from. You need somebody boots on the ground who knows the area. And that goes for both areas. But we see so many more people moving to the Dallas area. I think New York, they just, Goldman Sachs, 15,000 employees are moving to downtown Dallas from New York.
Wow.
So there you go.
All right. I hope you stay on the line during this commercial break,
because
I want to do another segment with you in just a few questions in comparing our markets, since you know both markets. So stay tuned to Welcome Home Radio, 940 KYNO. Well, welcome back to Welcome Home Radio. Here we are on a road trip around the United States housing market. And first we were in Reno, Nevada. Then we went to Dallas, Texas, and we had car problems. So here we're back in Dallas, Texas. We're back with Dave Kidder. Actually, it wasn't car problems. I just wanted to take this opportunity because you're kind of unique in that you were selling real estate very actively here in Fresno County, and now you're selling real estate very actively over there in the Dallas, Texas area. How would you compare the two markets?
So one of the metrics, so if I put a house on the market in Fresno, I think right now, if I list it, whatever price I list it at, I can expect to get 97, 98, 99% of the list price. That, I think, is the last number I looked at last week. Here in Texas, and this has come up, I'm getting 95. 6 months ago, I was getting 92% of the list price. And there are some counties that it's below 90%, depending on where you look at. So there's not, and also I'm 80 to 90 days on the market here in this area. I'm was it 42 days, I think, on the market, depending on where you look at. It's around 40, 42 days on the market there. So homes are selling quicker there, and they're selling closer to list price. Now, list price doesn't mean that somebody starts up higher and then they lower their price, then they sell it. Same here. If you start too high, you're not going to sell your house.
Yeah. Because once a buyer gets in with a realtor, they start to learn the market. So they'll know if something's overpriced.
Yeah. And if I am a buyer's agent, I'm working on a buyer, my job is to get them the house that they're looking for at a price they can afford, but to get it, hopefully, at less than list price or so. I mean, I'm working for the buyer, so I'm going to advise him, if you want to get this house, we should offer this, but we don't have to always offer full price. Texas is the same exact setup. A buyer's agent's job is to protect and guide the buyer to get the best deal on the best house that they're looking for.
You know, the thing you just said that surprises me the most, and you're right, here in Fresno County, our Central Valley market, it's typical to buy something 98, even 99% of asking price. But you're saying it's a lot lower there. So my point is, when you read on social media, you got to know locale. Where's that location?
Absolutely.
Hey, maybe they're out of Timbuktu, and they're doing 90% there. That doesn't mean that's what's happening here in the Central Valley. That's why I like these road trips.
You know, it also differs with the buyer. If I work at a factory in downtown or an office building in downtown Dallas, and I can find a house that is a half a mile away from my office, that house becomes more valuable to me because of where that house is at, the proximity. And that person may be the only one who's willing to pay a higher price for it, but in the long run, they can walk to work now.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing you say is, in Texas there, building is a lot less cumbersome than what it is in California. And therefore, it supply and demand is working. You guys are increasing. Yeah. The state is increasing the supply by building more, and that's helping to keep prices, keep them down.
Yes. So, as I'm thinking through, there's a lot of people moving to this area. But you also, your family moved into the United States.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're coming up on the 250th anniversary of this great country. And your family decided they wanted to be a part of this great country. Why? Tell me something about that.
All right. I remember it was a long time ago. I remember starting to tell you this story. Yeah, my mother came from Italy after World War II. And by the way, she was probably the most patriotic American you could imagine. She loved America, even though she didn't become an American till she was 27 years old when she emigrated over here. But the American dream is what drove her. She just thought that here in America she could own her own home, and that's what she did, and she was so proud of it. And I still remember the look on her face when she paid off her mortgage, made her final payment, and that home was all hers. She was so ecstatic. But let me tell you another story, and this is her brother, who came here at the same time. I think he was probably 30 years old at that time. He got into a tussle on property rights, private property rights, with the city, and had to go to court over this. And this court case was going on and on and on. And I remember telling him, "Uncle Ted, why don't you just give up? Why don't you just let it go?" Oh my gosh, it was like pouring gas on a fire. He exploded. "I will never give up because it's my property rights here in America. The government cannot tell me what to do," and he went on and on. And then he said, "That's why I wanted to get out of Italy, because the army took their property in this little town in southern Italy, in Venosa, Italy. The army took it over because it was at a fork in the highway, and it was a great place for a new army fortress." Kicked them out of their house. So they had no property. They didn't have the property rights there that he came to America for. Was I emotional about that?
A little. I could tell. Yeah, no, that's impactful, and you hit it on the head. It's 9/11 when the second tower went down. I thought, well, so many things happened that day. But the one thing I kept telling myself is, tonight when I come home, I have my home that I can come home to, and it's still there. So, yeah, property ownership is important.
All right. One last question for you, Dave, before we go.
Yep.
If we're in Dallas and I want to go to Nashville, Tennessee, do I head up the Interstate 65 or is that 75? Or 55? See, you're still new over there. You don't know your way around.
I haven't been allowed too far east of here, to be honest with you. My wife took a trip over there. Now, she's the expert. She went to Branson, and she's the expert of heading that way. But I can tell you how to get into Dallas.
That's all right. We've been here for two segments. We're heading to Nashville, Tennessee for the next segment on our road trip. Thank you, Dave Kidder.
There you go.
And stay tuned.
My absolute pleasure. I miss you guys.
All right. Miss you too, Dave. Stay tuned. We're going to be back for our final segment, our stop in Nashville, Tennessee.
That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life.
Welcome back to Welcome Home Radio. This is Don Scordino, and we are on our road trip around the U.S. housing market. And we started off in Reno, Nevada, headed southeast into Dallas, Texas, and now we're heading northeast to Nashville, Tennessee, and we have a realtor friend over there named Tom Champion. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great, Don. Yeah, it's a little bit warm out here, but it's great. Nice and sunny and beautiful day.
Well, you used to live in Fresno, so you know what warm is, right?
I do. The biggest difference is the humidity.
What is humidity? I don't know about that stuff out here. Just kidding. I've been there.
Yeah, that's a good one, Don.
All right. Tom, what market area do you cover over there?
I cover Middle Tennessee. So that would be Nashville, a little bit further Nashville, and all the way down to basically Tullahoma. So it's about an hour drive either north or south, and about hour drive east or west. So basically all Middle Tennessee.
So Middle Tennessee. What is a average home price out there?
Yeah, average home price, if you're looking in Tennessee Metro, you're going to be right around $500,000 to $700,000. And if you're looking at a little bit southern towards Brentwood and Franklin, you're going to start creeping up a little bit into the median price of about $1 million for Franklin, about 1.2, 1.3 for Brentwood, which are both great markets and still doing really well.
What kind of home does that buy?
In Metro Nashville, in that price range, you're looking at a standard 3-2, three-bedroom, two-bath, whether it's a single-family home or a townhome, that's what you're going to be looking at. If you're looking in Franklin or Brentwood, you're going to be looking at a smaller footprint, three-bedroom, two-bath, maybe about 2,500 square feet to 2,300 square feet on a little bit smaller of a lot for that type of a price.
And what's driving your market? Is it just country western music, or is it people moving to Tennessee? What's driving it?
There are three really main things that are driving the market out here. The first one, we're still seeing a lot of migration coming in. And part of that is due to no state income tax. We have a lower cost of living. And the quality of life that you're able to get out here, it's really hard to beat. The second is the job market. We have a lot of healthcare, a lot of tech, a lot of corporate relocations, Oracle, Starbucks, just to name a few. And the entertainment industry is just huge out here. The third one that we're kind of seeing is the schools. Williamson County Schools, one of the best in the nation, if not the best in the nation for public schools. And the private schools are just second to none. They're amazing.
All right. Interesting. So are home prices climbing there in your area, or are they stable or declining?
Yeah, they are appreciating. So they're still increasing. We're going into a more balanced or, quote, normalized market in 2026 than we've seen prior. Inventory is at its highest out here since 2014. The market is definitely not crashing. it isn't booming either. It's been a rebalancing, which is healthy for everybody. The appreciation of the homes, depending on where you're at, are going to be a little bit different. Franklin, you're looking at about a 4% appreciation per year. This year, we're looking at about a 3 to 5% in Williamson County, and compared to what we saw, which is about a 15 to 20% year over year during the pandemic. So it's come down, but it's in a more normalized, healthy environment.
I like how you put that. It's more normalized, and it's healthy for both or all parties. I like that. And that's how I would describe our Central California market. So
that's good.
Now, you worked in both markets. You were here in Fresno for a while. Which market do you prefer? Well, obviously, where you're at, right? The commute time's not so bad.
Honestly, Don, I still manage a book of business out in California, in middle California, in the Central Valley, and also on the coast, at the Central Coast and in Southern California. But being here in Tennessee, obviously, it's a lot easier for me to maintain my market out here. I love it out here. Our home is out here. But California does hold a special heart or special place in my heart, and I still love doing business out there with the great people that are out there.
All right, great. We just have a couple of minutes left in this show, so I'd want to ask you, what would you say is your best real estate advice that you could give to somebody, whether it's in Central California or Central Tennessee?
That's a good question. If it's a buyer, I would say to get pre-approved, exclamation mark, before you tour, not after you fall in love with the house. Even in a calmer market, agents aren't entertaining offers without a pre-approval, whether that's here or whether that's in California. They want to make sure that they're not going to be wasting the time with a buyer that's not going to be able to perform. And don't wait. Do not wait for the rates to drop to some magic number. You can buy a house now. You can refinance it later if the rates ease. You marry your purchase price. You date your interest.
All right.
Don't assume you have unlimited time to decide. We have finite amounts of time to put in that offer and get that house under contract.
All right. So Tom Champion of Nashville, Tennessee, I want to thank you very much for participating in today's road trip around the U.S. housing market as we celebrate 250 years of the American dream. And I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the road trip. It's a long ways home to Central California, so we best get started. Take care.